After Hagbun Glila, say for example on a Shabbos in which there's the Haftorah, there's sometimes a little bit of reluctancy and hesitance among the person who is reading the Haftorah to begin. Apparently he's unsure exactly when to start. Can you just start immediately after the Hagbah has taken place? Or is it necessary for the Torah to be completely wrapped up? So this is actually a halacha brought down. And Mechabri says as follows. Ein hamaftir maschil. Person is not allowed to begin. Ad sheyigmaru liglo ha-sefer Torah. Till the Sefer Torah has been rolled. That sounds maybe like just as long as it's closed up. We'll see if everyone agrees with. Kedei shel yehei ha-goel torud. And the reason, interestingly enough, is because of that one individual. That we should not have him busy taking care of the Sefer Torah. V'yokhu lishmol ha-haftorah. And therefore, by waiting a few moments, you'll enable this person to finish and then be able to hear the Haftorah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here that when he's referring to starting the Haftorah, so maybe you can at least say the brachos, and by the time you finish Birchas Haftorah, they'll be completed. So he says, no, that's not what I'm referring to, quoting the words of Levosh, Leo Rabba, Nefil Lomar Birchas Haftorah, according to the words of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, that is, long as the Sefer Torah has not yet been rolled, it's necessary for that person to wait. He cannot even say the brachos. And he quotes, not everyone agreeing to this, such as the Prima Gadim, that he writes, the Haminug, the custom is Lahamtin ad etzem gemar galilas ha-sefer levad, which maybe sounds like the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that you only have to wait until the actual Sefer Torah is rolled up. Even though they don't actually put the covering over it, that's not an issue. Just as long as it's closed, that apparently, according to some, is sufficient. Now, not everyone agrees to this. In fact, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, quoting the words of the Shari Ephraim sounds actually similar to what we just read. He says, quote, the Atah now makilim is there, were more lenient, for some reason now as opposed to before. Umaschim levarech miyad, kishit maskilichro b'mapa. As soon as it's been rolled, even the moment that they begin to cover up the Sefer Torah with a covering, then you can start the Haftorah. And he says, now is because the custom that he had in his particular community is not something which we actually have, but some do. What is that? He says, Lafi Shi'ata, because now, Kol Echad Omer B'atzmo Haftorah Mitoch HaChumash B'Kol Ram. Everyone, it's not that one person says the Haftorah and everyone's listening, but rather, as is the custom of some communities, that everyone in the shul says the Haftorah together. U'bishvil Shmo HaBracha, and therefore the whole issue of the person who's doing the Galila is he hearing the bracha from the person who got this this aliyah? Kivanshu nusach katzer, since it's a relatively short bracha, it's only a few sentences. Kol regilim v'bekiyim bo, we're all familiar with it, we're experts in it, we've all heard it so many times. Therefore, it's not an issue. In esek haglila matrid kol kach, it doesn't really take away from his being able to concentrate on the bracha, and therefore that's the reason why he says, the Shari Ephraim does, that because nowadays, at least in his community, since the whole issue was hearing the bracha, then that's not a problem. So as long as it's been rolled, at that point you can begin the bracha, because there afterwards the person who gets glila is going to be saying the Haftorah himself. However, he says, L'maisa nachon l'hachmir, certainly ourselves, that one person is reading it, it's worthwhile to go strict. L'hamtin ad sheigmru lichroch l'halvish es ha-sefer Torah. It's good to wait, not only until the Torah has been rolled and closed up, but also that it's covered. And he says, the reason why you should wait before even saying the Birchas HaTorah, it gives two reasons. First of all, Mishum Shukain Bezoyon L'Sefer Torah. It's a little bit of a disgrace. Ksas Pagam. Shikorin Benavi Kishadayin L'Nestalka Sefer Torah Gamri. Here we are, the moment that the Sefer Torah is lifted up, someone immediately starts the Navi, which is, of course, not on the same caliber as the Torah itself. And therefore, it shows a little bit of lack of respect that the Torah is still being rolled up, and it's still in front of us. The covering is not hiding the actual cloth yet. And here we are beginning the words of the Navi. It's a little of a ke'en bezoyon, a bit of a disgrace. Secondly, says Mishum, she'en osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't just do all our mitzvos together in a bunch, right? Exactly, all together. And therefore, because of these reasons, it's better not to say the Haftorah until it is covered. And he says similarly, Biyom Shikorin Bibei Sifri Torah Ein Poschin HaSefer Torah Sheni Kolzman Shol Gamru Liglol Harishon. At least one of the reasons, the second one of Chavilos Chavilos, is that if you have two Sifri Torah, we do not open up the second one, which you're about to read from, until also the first one is closed. Of course, the first reason that he said of a bizoyan to the Sefer Torah, it doesn't apply because it's not Navi, it's the same level, it's the same, it's just a different Torah. But the idea of not making our mitzvos in bunches, mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos, that still applies, and therefore a person should be careful with regard to that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, how about the Yehi Ratzon? Isn't that kind of a disgrace that immediately after the person receives Hagba, are you allowed to, should you, immediately say Yehi Ratzon? Maybe we should wait also, just like the person getting the Haftorah, that it should be closed and possibly the covering should be on it. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. On our Mondays and Thursdays, Shomer Mihi Ratzon, Acher HaKriya, that we recite the Hiratzon, as is our custom after the laning. Ein Sarach Lahamtin Al HaGolil. It's not necessary for you to wait. You can say it immediately, even though the Torah is not yet closed. And he differentiates between this and the Haftorah, De'enu Ela Minhag, because this is only a custom. And interestingly enough, the Be'er Heitev gives another reason, actually, quoting the words of Magen Avraham. He says, Begam Yeshbo Mishum Bitul Molacha L'am. As people are trying to get to work, here we are, if we're going to be waiting, doing nothing. So you can say the Hiratzon immediately after, and it's not an issue. Now, before we conclude, just for us to understand this idea of this Hiratzon, we should know that this is not the place that we say it. It's not something which is universally accepted. It says in the Piskei Tshuvos that the origin, the makor of the Hiratzon is found in the Siddur of Rabbi Amram Gaon, in the Gaonic period in the 9th century, that it says that it should be recited as the Bnei Ashkenaz do on Mondays and Thursdays. V'chein nohagin ha-ashkenazim, avol minhag ha-svardim al-pi ha-avud raham v'kolbo, the minhag of the Svardim, which is found in their Sidurim, is not so, that they do not say the Hiratzon on Mondays and Thursdays. Rather, it's said, b'shabbos mevarchin, acharei kriyas haftorah, kodem birchas hachodesh. If you look in the Siddur, it's brought it, the way that they say it, that they have the Hiratzon specifically on birchas hachodesh, which is, for example, this upcoming Shabbos, they would say the Hiratzons, and then they say the molid and mishal senisim, as we're accustomed to do. And he says that it's actually hard to understand that the custom that we have is to recite it on Monday and Thursday. He says, "V'hinia afal pi shehu milsa t'mi." It's a wonder. Shahari kvar hiskarnu b'siduri harishonim. Even before the Gaonic period of Rav Amram Gaon, it was already written in other Rishonim. Excuse me, afterwards, but it's written by the Rishonim. It was written dafke b'Shabbos that this Yehi Ratzon is only said on Shabbos. Mikol makom kol mekubal minhag b'chol kehilos ha'ashkenazim ein l'shano. Since this is our custom said on a Monday and Thursday, that's what we have to do. We're not allowed to change it. In conclusion, it says in English over here by the Yehi Ratzon, it says the reason why it's done on Monday and Thursday, even though in many other places it's done only on Shabbos. Apparently, he says in the article, the merit of communal Torah reading makes the time most befitting to beseech God for the fulfillment of His people's yearnings. Let's see. Stop here.